Come along with us as we discuss our heritage for our legacies.
Welcome to our journey. Hey, y'all, this is Michael.
And this is David.
Well, we got another little podcast we're going to try to put on for y'all this evening.
You could call it Easter podcast.
Take
second
two.
Try.
Yeah, take two. So we tried to put one on Sunday evening, and the communications from our guest wasn't, up to par.
Yeah, it wasn't up to our specs.
Yes.
We have very high specs.
High standards, yeah.
Standards. Okay.
Right.
Maybe that's better.
Yeah, we don't want to let somebody
Our 18 fans out there, they demand the best.
They
insist upon excellence.
That's so right.
So that's what we strive to produce here.
Yeah.
And I guess by now everybody's saying, where's Keith?
Yeah. Well, Keith's up in Macon today. He had to go up and help Brother Jeff. Jeff was putting up a big tent over a pool.
Over the swimming pool.
And he wanted Keith to take some drone shots of the
You may be asking, why would you put a tent over a swimming pool? Well, I'm convinced that if you have too much money, you have to figure out new ways of spending the money. Well, I mean, thank the Lord, because Jeff, he makes his living doing this. But anyway, the idea is Jeff's going to put a tent over a pool, but they're going to have a see-through floor. In other words, you're going to be able to walk over the water.
Oh.
That's what I was told. So they're still using the swimming pool. They're just not going to get wet.
Oh. Dance floor.
See?
Hey, they're going to have fish in there, you reckon?
We would definitely have fish in our pool. See, now it makes sense to us, right?
Yeah.
Throw fish in it, and all of a sudden, bam, we got it.
That's right. Anyway, we tried to put on a show Sunday, and it didn't work out the way we thought it should. And but we also tried to put together a podcast with Tracy and Chris Hardy, and I don't think the time was just right.
No, the timing's not right. And that's kind of the way that I think we're all on board with, is when the timing's right,
he'll make it happen.
God will tell. When somebody decides they want to be on here, it'll be God pushing them to be on here with us.
Right.
Until then, our 18 fans can listen to me and you talk. And
that's right.
And evidently, you must have a lot to say.
Well, I thought you did.
Well, that's...
every time that you say that you don't have a lot to say, you kind of just take the whole thing over.
I'm sorry about that.
No, and that is fine.
I don't have a whole lot to say.
Because, yeah. And to all those fans out there waiting for David to say he ain't got a lot to say,
but
get ready.
But... Well, we need – this is Easter. This is a couple of days after Easter Sunday. This is Tuesday night, Resurrection Sunday, as we like to call it.
That's right.
And we hope everybody had a good Easter. We the weather was pretty rough here. It wasn't the best, but our Lord and Savior was not in the tomb again, and he never was.
They're still looking for him, though.
At that – Michael, that is kind of what's been on my mind here the last couple of weeks, but talking about the resurrection and stuff is, there's really educated people out there that are still looking for his tomb. They some think they know where it is, all right, so they have a chapel around it, and some people are spending money trying to prove that that's not it, so that they can prove that it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
The deal is, it doesn't matter where it's at, right?
Because he ain't in it.
He's not there.
That's right. Dave's not here.
they can keep knocking, but he's not there. And that's the difference in Christianity, right, versus any other religion in the world. Our Lord and Savior's alive.
Yeah.
He's not here on this earth. He sent the Holy Spirit to take his place.
Exactly.
All right? But he did walk here.
That's right.
And he did die for our sins. But he is no longer there. That's what's funny to me is they don't want to believe. They don't want to believe in Jesus, but they're looking for him. It's kind of like their brain and their body is craving Jesus, right? But they have to intellectually, they have to turn it into some kind of a quest, right?
Yep.
And all they have to do is open his word, hit their knees, and talk to him. They'll find Jesus. They'll realize he is alive.
He will answer them.
Exactly.
He'll answer every question that they got with enough time.
Mm-hmm. But there's something about I reading the resurrection story in the gospel. There's something that it caught my curiosity the last couple of weeks, and I've been looking at it. And Jesus appeared several times, some to Mary Magdalene and some of the disciples at different times, and they didn't recognize him
after he had
been crucified and he had come back. They didn't recognize him. He would walk with them and he would talk with them. They didn't recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How true is that? You know, people are looking for him, but they're looking for their version of Jesus.
That's right. Their version.
Right?
Yeah.
As long as you're looking for your version of Jesus, you're not going to find him.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Even the disciples. And we're talking about the people. You know, they didn't have cars. They walked.
Yep.
They walked with Jesus up and down the road because the scripture tells us they went to a bunch of different places. The only way they could get there was to walk.
Yeah.
All right. They were walking and talking with him the whole time. And when he came back, they couldn't recognize him because they were looking for their version of Jesus at first. But then I don't know. I couldn't tell you how, but he made himself that known. They figured him out. And one of the scriptures that I like to read about that gives us a little bit. Well, let's go over here. We have dead air. Michael hates dead air, so I'm gonna keep mumbling a little bit.
No.
All right. Mary Magdalene, all right, this is her, and she's looking for Jesus.
Where are you at?
Now, this is in John 20, and we're going to start with verse 12. Now, Mary Magdalene, that the scripture says she had, what, seven demons?
Yeah, that he,
yeah, and Jesus he cast seven demons out of her?
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking about the most holy of lives that she lived, right?
That's right.
All right. So, but he uses who he wills. All right. And seeth two angels in white, sitting one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. All right. So she's at the tomb, and she's. The angels are sitting in the tomb where Jesus was, okay? And she sees that he's not there, but these two angels are, and she don't recognize them as angels, okay? And she's concerned because she's like, somebody stole his body. And when she had said it, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. All right, we're talking about, you know, once again, I ain't going into that. But we're talking about somebody that knew Jesus. We're talking about somebody that had walked with him and talked with him and ate with him. And she knew him, but she saw him and didn't recognize him. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, why thou weepest? Whom seekest thou? She supposing him to be the gardener. That's the part I really like because I'm a gardener. And she thought Jesus was the gardener. She said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away.
Mm-hmm.
Because she cared about him, right. Okay, and she wanted his body. She wanted to make sure it was all right.
Yeah,
Jesus said unto her, Mary. That's all he said, Mary. She turned herself around and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master.
Yeah.
Master. She knew it.
She knew it was him, just okay, by the way that, he said her voice,
that's
her,
like, her name. It's like when your mama said Michael Anthony.
Yeah.
We all knew it was your mama calling you.
Yeah.
Okay? It's like when my mama said Lanny David, it was my mama. We all knew it. When Jesus said Mary, she knew it was her master. She
right.
knew it. Now, she had seen him. And that's what the scripture's kind of telling me is that if we're looking for Jesus, we're looking for a version of Jesus, we'll never find that version, okay? If you're already too smart to read the Bible and, you know, if you think, man, I already know all of that, I don't need to read the Bible, I've got all that down, you're looking for your version of it. Because every time I read a scripture, I see it different. Every time exactly. I hear somebody else read it, I hear it a different way.
That's right. The living word.
That's the living part of it.
That's right.
That's the living part of it.
Yeah. It changes with the season that we're in. It changes with the level of the spiritual level that we're at in our life. It changes.
Yes, it does.
So what else you got over there?
Well, there's another thing you sent to me, and we're people, and we live in the world, and we see what's going on around us, and I decided that I would address it. I guess the biggest news, I don't stay on social media, and I don't watch the news on TV, but other than Easter and everything going on, the biggest news in the world was a beer company had decided to use somebody that's confused about what they
their
are.
Their gender, yeah.
Well, their gender, okay. To be a representative for the beer company. And the backlash that they're going through right now, because people are, and I was telling somebody today, I said, you know, why is it even a subject that Satan would use an instrument of the devil? He is on. All right, everybody said, well, David, you drink beer. Okay, listen to me. All right, I'm not saying don't drink beer, but everybody knows that if you drink too much beer, you're going to do bad things. You're going to let your guard down, and you're going to cause people to stumble, and you're going to stumble.
That's right.
It's
a spirit. That's
And
beer is, I mean, that's what alcohol is.
They call it spirit. See, and that's the thing. It's spirits, right? So they've used this influencer. I mean, they even tell us what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
People don't get that. Well, I mean, an influencer, that's just a title. No, it's an influencer because they're trying to influence the way that you think and the way that your children think.
That's right.
That's why they call it an influencer, right?
Yep.
Now, why are people so focused on a beer company influencing people to think that that's okay? I mean, it's Satan using one of his best tools. Duh. I don't get it. And the thing is, it don't matter, right? Why? I mean, here we are talking about it on our podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't get that. It is, what does it matter? I mean, in reality, it's Satan using one of his tools, one of his best tools, and using it in a different way now.
Okay. I'm going to use this analogy because I heard it last night when I was talking to my buddy, Jamie Bell. And he says, when you're down in a basketball game or a football game or anything, that coach starts throwing every play, every trick play, every tool that he's got to try to make a comeback into that game so he can make a comeback. Well, we know that the devil has lost.
Yes.
He loses in the end.
In the end.
But right now he's playing every card he's got to try to influence.
Influence is it.
More people. Yeah. To drift away from Christ.
Yeah, because they're not attacking Muslims. okay? And I probably hurt somebody's feelings. Okay, fine. They're not attacking Catholics, all
right? Right.
You know, now they're not attacking Methodists because all of a sudden Methodists have decided that the Bible needs to be changed as well. And I'm hurting somebody's feelings. Okay, get over it. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's the truth.
Right.
Okay? Because what's written in this Bible, that's God's word. We don't have the authority to change God's word.
Exactly.
It don't matter if it hurts our feelings. See, in today's world, if you hurt somebody's feelings, well, you're wrong. It don't matter if you say 2 + 2 = 4. If they think it's 2 + 2 = 5, and you, well, that, you know, it is to them. It's right to them. No, you're born a boy or you're born a girl.
That's right.
That's it. Dogs, cats, cows, horses, they're all boys and girls. And people say, well, no, you're confused about it. You're confused because you're not listening to God because it's written in his word, okay?
Yep.
I guess, like I said, I didn't have much to say. Well,
I just had to go back into my notes because, you know, I told you that I had one of those knock knocks at the door moments.
Okay.
And he woke me up and wanted me to say something. Well, he did. I had two of them that last week. So he woke me up and said, "You need to say this, or you need to write this down." And I wrote it down. And I'm going back to the one before Thursday night. I have one Thursday night, and I have one probably Monday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on. Politics and religions. How can we think that all Americans can fit in 2 or 3 parties when there are so many diverse religions and faith?
Mm-hmm.
We can't even agree on what the Bible says. There are only 2 parties religiously and politically. They are good and evil. There's the Bible and those that don't read the Bible.
Okay. But I'm going to throw this in when we're talking about the parties. They're both evil right now. I get what you're saying.
I removed the Democrat and Republican thing. Well, I removed
right.
that.
That's right.
There's good and there's evil.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't seen no good in either one of the parties. So, you know what I'm saying.
And there's so many that are locked in on one or the other of those that they're blind to see what's going on in the world around them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if you follow, it don't matter which news channel you follow, you're locked in on that one. You don't bounce back and forth, but the truth is neither one of them matter anyway.
That's right.
All right. God wins in the end.
That's right.
We know that.
All the media is full of crap anyway, sorry.
Well, I think the only thing people should listen to is our podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. If
you wanted to know the truth, you just heard the truth.
And everybody's like, but they're saying what they want to because their shepherd's not with them right now. The flock's running loose.
The flock's running loose.
In the world?
But right here,
Keith will never go out of town again, Michael. You know that, right?
Yeah. No.
He will take the card and unplug the machine.
He's going to change the locks on the church. But anyway, to finish what I was saying, you know, they're good and evil. Religions can read the same book, the Bible, and have many different opinions. Well, what I was trying to get at was last week, the Bible is a living word. It's going to be different for people at different levels in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
We can't stop learning it
Mm-mm.
or reading it.
Nope.
Don't get comfortable at the level you are at.
Yeah. Don't ever think you know more than.
Right.
You know, that's the thing.
Strive to learn more to ensure your spot in heaven. Now, don't take your pastor's word that you are going to be all right.
Mm-mm.
You need to know it for yourself.
Yes. Why would you, we see it from our side, and I know, but I try to think, Jesus said what? I think he said something about, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody can get to my Father but through me.
Exactly.
I don't care what Muhammad said after that. You got me?
That's right.
I don't care. And I'm not saying that I don't know. I don't study that. I don't, because Jesus is the way.
That's right.
And man, I know people's like, man, I'm not listening to that. It's just, I don't want to accept it. Well, you won't. It's okay. It's not okay. I mean, at some point you're going to realize Jesus is the only way.
That's right. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess.
He is love. I mean, and that's the thing. Our God is love. We can't argue with people. We can't, get up and we can give a great sermon. And the best sermon is just to live your life and live it in love and let people see love through you. If you're not showing love, then you're not who you say you are when you're on your knees, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the thing about it.
Well, with what I read and what you had on your heart to say, you can't deny that the Holy Spirit's working, because exactly what you were talking about is exactly what he put on my heart,
mm-hmm.
Last week.
And everybody's like, but y'all talked about that.
You just don't know. David don't tell me anything that he's going to talk about, and that's what upsets me.
Oh, but Michael wants it. And that's going to be the other thing. Keith's going to be like, when did they fight? At what point did they have a fist fight in the middle of the podcast?
Yeah. But, I mean, that just...
I tried to get Jeffers to come in to kind of, like,
referee.
Peter Buffer.
Referee.
Yeah, maybe. What was the guy? Let's get ready to rumble. Yeah, that's kind of what we needed. But he was wore out. I had that man driving a tractor today.
You worked him too.
Well, we put in a water line, and we planted corn and peas and snap beans and squash and cucumbers and okra. We went at it today, so he's probably pretty tired.
Yeah. Well, you want to continue in that same direction, or you want, which way you want to go with this? Because I can lay something else on you that he put on my heart. He woke me up at 12:00 midnight Thursday morning.
I certainly don't want to stop you from that. So,
I mean, it ain't but a little bit here, but I mean, it took me till 2:00 to absorb and be able to put down what he was saying to me at that time.
Right.
Because I couldn't. I tried to go back to sleep. I thought I was done, and no.
Right.
Sit back up. You're not done. I just couldn't go back to sleep until I've had it all out. So if you go to 1 Peter 3:8, he goes, 1 Peter 3:8, suffering for doing good. That's the title of this little story in that chapter. And I'm going to read from the Message. Summing up, be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you, no exceptions. No retaliation, no sharp tongue sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. So I could keep going there on through to 20. That's a good message right there. But what he put on my heart was, we often get caught up in what we want to say in daily conversations, and we fail to listen to what others are led to say to us.
Mm-hmm.
We may be missing out on what God is telling us through them. Mm-hmm. Cutting people off in conversations is inconsiderate, but you could be cutting someone off from giving you your message from God. Don't you pray for a message from God? We better listen a little closer to what people are saying and stop talking over them or thinking what you have to say is more important.
Yeah, and stop looking for your version of Jesus. That's the thing. You,
yeah.
Right. Listen.
You may get your message.
But don't have preconceived notions. Like, don't think that you already know what it's going to look like, right? When somebody wants to have a blessing from God, they want to, well, it's going to be a yellow Corvette, right? That's my blessing. If God can bless me, give me a yellow Corvette. You know, he might give you a dump truck.
Yeah.
Might be your blessing. But
well, dump truck, you can
he
go
might
make,
give you 12 dump trucks.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the way the Lord works.
See? Yeah.
His blessing. Don't limit God. Kind of, you know. Don't have these great ideas, these grand things, I guess.
When God is teaching someone that is new in their faith to speak out, do you allow them to grow? When we speak over them or cut them off, it makes them feel like their words don't matter,
mm-hmm.
and they are less important. We may not intend for this to happen, but that's exactly what it says about us. I'm just as guilty as anyone at doing this. I cut my wife off, you know, in the middle of conversations all the time.
Do that?
Yeah. But she's cut me off a few times too, but, you know.
Man, me and my net, we never.
Come on now.
I could get struck dead sitting here.
Yeah, that's right.
Sanctuary.
I mean, it happens all the time. We can't, you know, we have to watch what the way that we're communicating, because, you know, we could be missing out on our word.
And I think the 12 people that are listening to us know that about me and you, that we're talking to each other right now,
right?
We just have to be, we're recording it so that other people can hear. we're preaching to each other, but we're holding each other accountable.
Correct. Right?
Because we're not perfect.
No.
A long shot.
No.
I got a friend that's listening to our podcast because he's waiting on me to cuss on air. I haven't yet, but I hope I don't.
Is he number 19?
He doesn't want a badge, okay? I'm not going to say his name, but he'll know who I'm talking to. He's listening. And
how do you know he's listening?
Because he said I hadn't cussed yet, and that's what he's waiting on. So I don't know he's listening.
That's right. Whatever it takes, Dave, whatever it takes. One at a time. All right, so I'm going to finish. So I cut my wife off in the middle of conversation. What if in that moment I was about to get my message from God that I had prayed for all week?
That's right.
I just missed it.
Yeah.
How long do I have to wait for my next message? Yes. If it's something that God has been trying to tell us, he's going to make sure that we get the message. But the opportunity for that person to give us the message could be gone. They may have been struggling to say what was on their heart. By talking over them or interrupting them, we could have set them back from making a breakthrough in their journey with Christ. Mm-hmm. So, go back to that 1 Peter 3:8. Mm-hmm. It's about being courteous.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
When I shared this, I shared it with a couple people that we had had lunch or supper with. And, you know, it wasn't for them. It was for us. It was a message that needs to be discussed more throughout. You know, we need to hold each other accountable for it. But it, you know, it's, what am I looking for here? He was.
You know, if I could read your mind, Michael, that would be something.
Well, I don't want to go against what he's saying right here.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to listen to people.
Yeah.
We got to be courteous to them.
Be nice.
And
right?
Love them. But don't mess up their shot to take their step on their journey.
Right. Don't rain on their parade.
Yeah.
Right?
but I shared that with, you know, some folks, and there was something else that he had put on my heart to share after I shared that with them, and it was, and it touched, you know, they wanted to be a part of, so, you know, me and Keith, I send him messages quite a bit, and Keith learns little things from those messages, and I don't say it braggingly, and I don't want to be boastful about this. I'm not wanting the credit, but I'm using what the good Lord tells me, and I pass it along.
Right.
Because I do want others to feel what I got inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to witness me sharing with him, and they got a word as well. Not from this particular message, but another one.
Mm-hmm.
I told him something to the effect that I didn't quote out the verse because I wanted you to read it for yourself and understand it for yourself before I said anything more about it. And that confirmed something that they had been talking about just with somebody else. So, you know, anyway, I shared that. I think I was supposed to.
I ask you a question. Who killed Jesus?
Killed him?
Yeah. What? I mean,
from the way I understand it,
who was that?
That was us that killed Jesus.
Well,
but
I'll tell you,
Roman soldier is the way it portrayed. But it's us.
No.
Our sins killed him.
The church killed Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And they, listen to me, I want you to pay attention. I mean, I'm not talking to you, me. I'm talking to everybody out there. I want you to understand something right here. The church killed Jesus not because they didn't believe that Jesus was Jesus. They killed Jesus because they knew that he was Jesus. Okay? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, all of them, they knew he was Christ. And they killed him. So you think all these religions out there care about Jesus Christ? No, listen to me. They killed him. They knew he was the Son of God, and they killed him. Why? Because he was tearing down their religious
bullcrap
buildings, everything. He was radically changing. Really, how long did he preach on the face of the earth? And we're still learning 2,000 years later.
Yeah.
Okay? They knew he was the Son of God. They called him Master. They killed him because he was changing. He was knocking them out of their place. It breaks my heart. I've talked to a friend of mine, and I'm not going to say the name of his church. And I know there's going to be people here that are going to hear this, and they're going to say he's talking about my church because this has happened in many
every church.
Churches out there.
Yeah, many churches. We'll go with that.
Their musician in the church got caught running around on his wife with another man. That's happening in church after church after church after church. And it don't matter what. What denomination?
Yep.
Why? It's because people are watering down this.
Watering the Bible
scripture.
Down. That's right.
It's an abomination.
Yep.
It's not okay. Okay? If Christ said it's an abomination, then it is an abomination.
That's right.
You cannot change that. It don't matter if it hurts your feelings. It don't matter. Your feelings about this, it's irrelevant.
Yep.
You can't rewrite it, all right? You sent me a thing today about a famous musician today, all right? It's troubling, okay? What she said, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag on that one, but she wants to be a Christian, but she wants to think that abortion's okay, and she wants to think that you can be transsexual and all of that's all right. But that's her version of Christianity. You don't have a version of right. Christianity, okay?
Exactly.
You don't have that authority. People say freedom of religion. Man, that's in America. What that means is you can be whatever you want to be, but that does not apply to Christianity. That's you right. do not have the freedom to pick up this Bible and say, change it. All right, that, I don't like that scripture, so we're going to take that scripture out. You can't do it. I don't care. I don't care how long you went to college to get your degree. I don't care how many's in your congregation. You cannot change what's in this Bible.
That's right.
It to make people feel better about themselves, to make them give money into your ministry. You can't change that.
That's right.
Nobody has that authority.
You can't water down the word. Nope.
And thank God, there are people all over the country, all over the world right now that are waking up and saying, wait a minute, what is going on? And you're right, mainstream media, people that are famous, listen, I pray for her, right? And I think Jesus is dealing with her, right? Because she's out here talking. So I'm a Christian and I believe this. Well, let me tell you something. When he convicts her of that.
That's right.
Bam.
Yep.
Bam. How many? And because there How are. Many? It's happening all over the place. You pay attention. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to put it out there.
That's right.
Okay? But it's leaking. There's people from here and there and different walks of life. They're waking up and bam.
That's right.
Bam. And he will. If she's thinking about it, she's talking about it. She's thinking about it. Bam. One night, it's going to hit her. She's like, I'm wrong. It's not my way. It's his way.
Yep. I get it. I got something.
Well, I got one more thing.
I just want to tell you. I want you to see what was next in my notes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want you to. I can't explain it, Dave, because my notes right here, Matthew 23:1-12, where you at?
Right here, Matthew.
But what you were just talking about.
That's funny, because I got my Bible open to Matthew 23 right here.
Okay. That's what I'm talking. That's why I couldn't look at you a while ago. I was looking at the floor. Sorry, folks. He's working in here. He gets David fired up. He's getting me fired up. Yeah, it's. That's in my. That was part of my notes to talk about with you.
Right.
And.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal it.
No. It's just more proof that he's working. The Holy Spirit's working. In us, through us.
One of the confusing things that people say, well, the golden rule is, right, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? You're supposed to love others, right?
Right.
That is not the biggest commandment. We've said it a couple of weeks ago. I feel like I won't need to say it again.
Yeah, right, come on. Here. Reinforce it there, Dave.
They asked Jesus Christ, they said, Master, and this is the ones that killed him right here. This is just Pharisees and your Sadducees. And, and they called him Master. Master, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. All right? That's it. That's right. Number one.
Yeah, love him.
With everything.
First.
All right. Why is it important to love him with your mind? You see, we trick ourselves with our mind. We get to reading things. We get to hearing other people talking about things. We start tripping ourselves in our mind.
Yep.
He said right here, love your God with all your mind. In other words, it don't matter. It don't matter what somebody said up in Tennessee. It don't matter what somebody said down in Florida.
What's he saying to you?
What's God saying to you in your mind?
And you've got to read the word.
You're going
to
be influenced, right? They use that influencer. You're going to be influenced if you're not studying the word.
That's right.
If you're not talking with him daily.
That's right.
you're going to be influenced. Mm-hmm. That's not even debatable. You can't take a break. I'm a pretty good Christian most of the time, so I'm going to take about 4 or 5 days off. We're going to have a vacation. It don't work that way, Bubba, because you're going to be influenced.
That's right.
Because Satan's not going to take a vacation. He's still coming. The fiery darts are going to come. They're not ever going to stop.
Yep.
And that's when people get tripped up in their mind and start worrying about, oh, man, I don't know. I kind of feel like a woman today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's obvious you're not thinking about God.
Right.
If you've got time to think about that. Well,
so
it could be our last podcast.
No, this could be the beginning.
This might be the one where we go back.
We'll either
I guess we'll run it by.
We'll go back down to 10 followers, or 10. We'll go up to 50.
I don't know. We'll see.
But what else you got right there?
The 12 disciples. He had 12 disciples that he chose, that walked with him, talked with him, ate with him. They believed in him.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them's in hell right now. Okay. He believed in Jesus Christ. He saw him. Remember, I would say that just because you believe, that don't give you, well, I believe it, so I can do whatever I want to do. See, I don't think it works that way.
Right.
Because there's no doubt that Judas Iscariot believed that he was Jesus.
Because he turned him in. The one that kissed him on the cheek. He knew he was Jesus.
He did it for money.
Man, he did it for money, but okay. I'm saying.
He believed he was the Messiah.
He betrayed Jesus.
But he believed him. He believed he was who he was, right? But he's not in heaven. that's the thing. So if somebody says, well, I believe it, I don't, you got to live your life like you believe it. You know, you've got to.
Was he forgiven?
He wasn't. He hung himself. Negative.
Did he ask for forgiveness prior to that?
The Bible doesn't say he did.
But he took his own life. So
I'm thinking he passed judgment on himself there.
Yeah.
Thinking he was going to take the easy way out, right? Well, that's not the easy way out, according to what I read. But so I don't know. As far as what you played, it's interesting. But
how deep of a dive do you want to do? That's the
I don't know that.
And that's how we look at how different people listen to it their way,
and they're arguing about it. Once again, why are you arguing about it?
Right.
What difference does it make? You just because you believe, does that mean you can do whatever you want to do the rest of your life? So okay, so you're right, but you're not. I mean, you see what I'm saying? If you're not living your life like Christ lived, striving to be like him, then I don't think you can really believe. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think you. I believe in Jesus, but no, you don't.
You're not acting like it.
You believe in your version of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing. People, they comb through this book, and they want one passage that's going to be that one passage. Once saved, always saved. Right? I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you was ever really saved then. I struggle with that one. Yeah. Because I have a lot of friends that believe that away, and I believe they're wrong. And I think you have to repent. I think
daily. I mean,
you should walk. You want to walk like Christ. You want to act. You want to say the words that he used. Right. I mean, you don't. You want to leave that old life. If you don't want to leave that old life, then you don't really accept him. I don't. You see, there's fruits that you're supposed to bear when you're walking as a Christian. Your life's supposed to have fruit.
Yeah.
You know, you can't You can't say I believe in Jesus, but I'm not taking care of the orphans and the widows. I'm pretty sure there's scripture in there that says that you better take care of orphans and widows, right?
Yeah.
So you can believe in Jesus and not do that, can you? I don't know. I don't think you can.
I don't think so.
Right?
You're worried about yourself.
So
there, it goes back to the first one.
But it's...
You're worried about yourself. But
it's irrelevant. If you're dwelling on God, I don't think God's got you worrying about whether you're saved. Am I saved or not? I believe in Jesus. I'm saved. Well, you're worried about it. Obviously, you are worried about it because you're not dwelling on God.
Right.
Right?
So. Yeah. How far you want to pick it apart? That's the
right. Deal. And that's the thing.
That's everybody's deal. You know, you're going to pick something apart until you make
sure
the way you
pick us apart. That's great.
Well, I mean, we put ourselves out here for it, but we try to go by what.
As I look over the congregation here tonight, I don't see anybody in here.
They're not objecting. Anyway, Will, you reached that hour mark.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to say?
I'm good.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this night. We thank you for bringing us together so we could speak what it was that you put on our lips to say. We ask that you be with the family, each and every family that listens to this. We ask blessings over them, protection, but protect us as we go out throughout this week and keep everybody safe. And everybody keep your mind on God. Don't be deceived. Don't go astray. Help everybody remain focused on you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.